Today, NASA held a news conference about a musical discovery, a sort of celestial performance to rival a John Cage composition. It seems the Chandra X-ray Observatory detected a pressure wave coming from a black hole in the Perseus Galaxy Cluster. You could consider it a sound wave in space. Luckily, NASA had Bruce Margon on hand to explain.
Believe it or not, we could ask, what sound does a black hole play? What does a black hole sound like? And that's something that one can calculate directly from the Chandra observations. One can just count up the space between the ripples, and that's the frequency of the sound. And what note does a black hole play? Well, of course, it's B flat. We have a little demonstration for you. So that's the B-flat that you're familiar with, the B-flat near middle C on the piano. But as most of you know, you can have the same note, the same frequency playing at a variety of different octaves. And so my colleague here is going to give you the B-flat one octave lower. So what octave are we hearing from the Perseus cluster? The Perseus cluster is playing B-flat, but 57 octaves lower than the one that's in the middle of the piano at middle C, a million billion times too low to hear with your ear. And we can actually calculate how long the cluster has been playing this note. And the answer turns out to be almost 3 billion years. And so, although this symphony does not have a lot of variety, it is surely the longest lasting symphony that we know of.
Bruce Margon of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, presenting NASA's premiere of a composition in B-flat by a black hole in the Perseus Galaxy Cluster 250 million light-years away.
Reflections on the death of filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl when we continue with All Things Considered.